Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Danielle Forbes Show. Tonight, October 2nd, 2015, I have a special show for you, so stay tuned, and I will be right back. And hello, everyone. We are back on the Danielle Forbes Show. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. Hello. It is TGIF, October 2nd, 2015. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Danielle Forbes Show tonight, live, unrehearsed, unscripted. And I was just thinking, I said October 2nd, 2015, I'm thinking, wow, where has the year gone? It has been absolutely crazy, but I must tell you, I am feeling absolutely blessed that you all joined me tonight. I cannot tell you how excited I am in my spirit, how stirred I am. I mean, I am just absolutely excited. I mean, just I can't even, I just have to take a moment and just breathe, because this is awesome to be back on the air doing what I love to do, doing what I am called to do, which is a part of what we will be talking about tonight on the Danielle Forbes Show. But before we do get into it again, I just can't thank you guys enough for just supporting the Danielle Forbes Show even in its off season. Those of you that know me personally know that I travel a lot all around the world, coast to coast, city to city, country to country, so I'm never in the same place. And it means so much to me when I have people come up to me and ask me, when are you going to bring your show back on? That is just so inspiring and humbling. And I just want to say to all those people, thank you so much that truly, truly support me. And you know who you are. I know who you are. And I just want to say, God bless you. Thank you to my wonderful mother. I know she's listening in. So there's so many things that I do want to discuss in this 30 minutes, but hopefully my daughters are listening in, all my family, you know, my supporters, my fans, friends, all of that. So thank you. So we do have a 30-minute show tonight, which is a very special show for me because, and the reason why this show is so special for me tonight, excuse me, I'm very excited, so bear with me, is because tonight marks, you know, new beginnings for the Danielle Forbes Show. I mean, this show is a night of new beginnings and just a new season in life, and I just cannot even tell you how excited I am. We're just going to talk about, you know, the ups, the downs of 2015, you know, the comes, the people, the coming, the going. I mean, if your 2015 was anything like mine, you know, I'm sure it was filled with tons of excitement, some, you know, some disappointments, maybe some heartbreaks, some, you know, some blessings, some trials, some tribulations. But at the end of the day, we are all victorious, and we're still here living and breathing. And so as long as we have breath in our bodies, we still have another chance to complete our purpose, you know, because it's not over until God says it's over. So no matter how hard it may seem, no matter how bad you think it is, trust me, you know, there is someone I'm sure that would kill to be in your shoes that probably has it a lot worse off than you. And again, as long as you're living and breathing, there is your purpose is not done yet. So keep on keeping on, keep giving praise, honor, and glory to God, which I must do right now before I go any further, because it is just truly a blessing that I am on the air with you all right now, live. I must tell you that it was so heavy in my spirit to do the show tonight. It's just amazing how God works. And I know there's so many people out there, and I was one of those people that just, you feel like there's a calling on you. You know there's a purpose for your life, but, you know, Many are called, few are chosen. And you know what your calling is when it's something that's in your spirit that you just cannot seem to shake. It just stays in your heart. It stays in your mind constantly when you're eating, when you're sleeping, when you're breathing, when you're working, whatever it is. And if you have that going on, probably a good chance that that is your calling, that is your purpose, and that's what you should be doing. And no matter how silly it might seem to you or to someone else, it doesn't matter. If you're passionate about it, if it's something that you love, whether it's singing, dancing, talking as I'm doing, it's all a talent, it's all a gift. We all have them, so, you know, don't dismiss it. Get on your knees and pray about it, because I promise you that feeling is there for a reason. So I just want to encourage someone listening tonight. I want to encourage everyone listening tonight that, you know, don't give up on your dreams. Don't give up no matter what it is. Do not give up. If you do, you will regret it for the rest of your life. I can promise you that. And it's never, ever, ever too late. I just want to let you know that. So with that being said, I just want to give you an idea of what tonight's show will be about. We're going to talk about forgiveness, consistency, and your calling, and how all three of those things tie in to one another. And so that's what God gave me. That's not something I made up. I always pray all day. I've been in prayer. You would not even believe, but I always pray right before the show and just ask God to use me and let me know what it is that he wants me to address to the people. And so when I showered this morning, that's what God gave me. So I'm hoping that he will just use me. I'm hoping that I decrease so that he can increase, and he will speak vicariously through me and bless each and every one of you that are listening to the Danielle Forbes Show tonight. So with that being said, again, I just want to acknowledge that it is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, October. I hope everyone is wearing their pink. You know, Breast Cancer Awareness Month means so much to a lot of people. It means a lot to me because my grandmother, she did battle breast cancer, and she actually was a survivor, but then it came back in another form, but, you know, nonetheless, she was a victim of breast cancer. So I just want to encourage all those women and men out there listening that know someone that has breast cancer that is battling right now. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord. So keep that in mind and just and stay in prayer and walk in faith. So I just want to acknowledge that. Also, I just want to acknowledge the fact that it's cuffing season, supposedly. And I actually read a funny post on Facebook from one of my friends in my hometown, Aliquippa. She said something really funny on her Facebook page. She said that everyone's saying it's cuffing season, but she believes it's cutting season. So people are getting, you know, cut out of lives and out of jobs and all type of different things. And you know what? I could not agree with her more. It is cutting season, and I believe God is definitely cutting some things out of our lives. I believe that he is definitely removing a lot of people out of their comfort zone. This seems to be the season for God to just remove people from their comfort zones, whether it be dead-end jobs, dead-end relationships, you know, just breathing new life into things that you thought were dead, whether it was your dreams, your goals, whatever the case may be. I believe that God is, he's doing a new thing. He's doing a new thing, and I truly believe that. I've seen that in my own life very recently, and if there's anyone out there listening that's anything like me, that's a Virgo like me, we attach ourselves to things, and it's very hard for us to let go. So there are some things that we may love, you know, and we're trying our hardest to hold on to, but if God is taking you to another place in a new season, he just might be trying to, you know, to take something from you, because God doesn't want you holding on tight. he doesn't want you holding on tighter to anything else but him. He's the only thing that, God is the only thing he wants you to hold on tight to. And that goes for a job, you know, a house, a relationship, whatever the case may be. And don't be afraid to let it go, because God does not close one door without opening another. He will always give you more. He will always add increase. So don't be afraid. And, you know, as I minister to you all, I'm actually ministering to myself, because I had to remind myself of that very, very recently. So use that to just encourage yourself and encourage yourself in the Lord, and you will soar to new heights. He will never leave you out in the cold. He'll never take something from you without replacing it with something better. I can promise you that. So I just want to acknowledge that with you. So I see some live calls. I want to tell you that you can call into the show live if you do have a question. Please call me at area code 646-716-5391. You can call in. I will be taking your questions, comments, show topics live on the air. I can't wait to hear from you. If you are having problem connecting to the internet and you just want to listen in on the show, you can definitely call that number in too, and it will prompt you on how to just listen to the Danielle Forbes Show. Again, that number is 646-716-5391, and I can't wait to take some live calls. I will let you know I'm going to put a small time limit on the calls that I take, because this show tonight will only be about 30 minutes, but shows in the near future, starting next week, will be an hour. I have some great co-hosts coming up. Actually, was approached by Charlie Batch, former Pittsburgh Steelers. He saw me a couple weeks ago, and he demanded that I put him on the show. So I'm looking forward to having Charlie Batch on the show and discuss what's going on in his life since football. He's a great guy, and I'm trying to work up a topic just for him. So I'm very excited about that. I have some great topics: love, relationships, religion, controversial things, tragedies. I mean, the world is a pretty crazy place right now, so I don't think that coming up with a topic will ever be a problem for the Danielle Forbes Show. And I want to hear your show ideas and have you on as a co-host. So definitely go on and like my fan page on Facebook, The Danielle Forbes Show. You can listen to each and every show, including this one. They are all archived. You can listen to shows all the way from 2013 when I first started the Danielle Forbes Show. So I'm pretty excited about that. So just continue to support and watch the Danielle Forbes Show do great things. God is definitely taking me to new heights, opening up some wonderful doors, sending some wonderful people into my life to bring you the Danielle Forbes Show on a larger scale, video. I mean, without putting it all out there, it's going to be great. So, and I hope that you will just all continue with me on this journey as you have since December 2013 when I first started the Danielle Forbes Show. So I want to get into this a little bit before I start to take some live calls and questions. As I said, we're going to talk about a little bit about forgiveness, consistency, and your calling. These are the topics for tonight's show. Forgiveness, for me, forgiveness, before you can get to the consistency and get to your calling on your life, you have to forgive. That's where it all starts. Because if you don't forgive, you won't even gain access to your future, to the next season of your life. So, you know, let's just talk about forgiveness for a minute, if we can. And when I take these live calls, I'm sure they will agree with me when I say that, you know, we've all been wronged or hurt in some form or fashion. And, you know, and not only must we forgive others, but we must also forgive ourselves, which is sometimes the hardest thing to do. You know, sometimes it's easier to forgive others when they wronged us than it is to forgive ourselves if we've done something wrong to someone. Because what it is, no one at the end of the day wants to admit when they're wrong. They want to point the finger. They want to place blame. They want to say, well, if you wouldn't have done this, I wouldn't have done that. At the end of the day, two wrongs do not make a right. As I say, darling, just own it. Just own it. Doesn't matter who shot John, who said what, when, why, how. Just own it. You know, forgive yourself, forgive others, so that God can forgive you and so that he can give you what he has stored for you in heaven, so he can give you those blessings. And also so that he can forgive you for your sins, because let's face it, we are not perfect. We live in an imperfect world. We were born into sin. We were shaped in iniquity. So regardless of how hard we try, we're going to mess up from time to time. That's just, it's inevitable. It's just life. And so God's grace is so awesome to us that no matter how many times we mess up, he will continue to forgive us if we will ask for forgiveness. The key is to try to do better. You know, but the grace is there for you. So, but you have to forgive. And so I just wanted to start off with that, because something happened to me recently and I really had to forgive. And it truly took a lot out of me. And it's amazing how when you're going through something, whether it's a relationship, a friendship, whatever the case may be, if you have to cut ties with a person, that is one of the hardest things to do, because you care so deeply. And it's like a death. A detachment from a person is like a death. They're not there anymore. You know, you feel like you've wasted time, energy. I mean, it's not easy. But you have to forgive. You cut your ties and move on. As hard as it is and as easy as it sounds, you know, it's definitely not easy. But if you can look to the hills, which cometh your help, know that your help comes from the Lord and that he will see you through it, and you can hold on tight to him, I promise you, you will get through. I am living proof of that, so I just want to encourage you on that. And we definitely will talk a little further on forgiveness and more shows to come, but to me, forgiveness is something that you do every single day. It's not something that just happens from time to time. It's every single day, and I'm sure each and every one of us can look back over our lives and think of a time where we hurt someone or someone hurts us or may have hurt us, and we're still holding that grudge, you know, not hostility. I'm here to tell you, let it go so that you can move on towards your blessing, continue to press towards the mark, and so that you can be able to go to God and ask for forgiveness when you fall down. Okay, so just, you know, be encouraged in that. Consistency, that is definitely something that is easier said than done. I can use myself as an example. Started the Danielle Horst Show in 2013, was doing very well. Ended up, you know, getting an opportunity to fly around the world again, doing something I love, and then had to put some things on the back burner, and my show was one of them. But God spoke to me the other night, and he actually confirmed with someone else to my spirit that, you know, I have a great thing, and he can definitely take me to the next level, all of us to the next level for whatever it is that we're believing in, but we have to stay consistent, because if we don't stay consistent to ourselves, other people cannot stay consistent to us. So if you want someone to believe in you and support you, you have to stay consistent. So that's very important. I'm sure someone will be encouraged in that tonight. I know I am. And when I heard that in my spirit, I knew it was God, because, you know, I can have so many ideas, so many great ideas, always trying something. But unless you're consistent in one thing, it won't grow. You can't see it through, no matter how big, no matter how small. You have to be consistent with it if you want people to support you and believe in you and grow. So third topic before I take my first caller, the calling on your life. We all have one. As I said earlier, don't give up on that calling. Don't give up on yourself. Don't give up on yourself. I don't care how many naysayers they are. I don't care if you grew up in poverty. It doesn't matter. what God says is all that matters. So I just want to encourage someone listening. We all have a call in our lives. If we didn't, we wouldn't even be here. We'd be dead or we, you know, whatever. But as long as you are here, there is a calling, there is a purpose for your life. So whatever it is that you are passionate about doing, doesn't matter how silly it may seem to anybody. I don't care what they may have said about you. I don't care if they laughed at you. I don't care what you may have gone through. Do not give up. Do not give up. I want to say before I take my first call, I am working on an awesome book. Looking to be finished with this book December 31st of 2015, published and hopefully on shelves online February 2016. So many great things going on. Have a women's conference planned for some women encouragement, empowerment. Great things ahead. So running out of time, so I do want to take my first call. And right now, I just want to take my first call. Caller, thank you for calling into the Danielle Forbes Show. Are you there? The Danielle Forbes Show. Okay. So, lost the call, but that's okay. Basically, you know, some people call just to listen into the Danielle Forbes Show, but that is fine. I just want to, I'm just going to keep it going. We have about 7 minutes left. Again, don't forget to like the Danielle Forbes Show on my fan page on Facebook. You can also follow me on my regular Facebook page, Danielle Forbes. And this journey that I'm on is truly, truly amazing. Just being able to travel around the world, meet some great people, very diverse, come into contact with things. It's just, God is just amazing. God is just truly amazing at, you know, what he can do. And so this show tonight was just basically to let you know that I am back. I am excited. I'm looking forward to doing great things. I'm looking forward to hearing your stories because without my fans, my supporters, without the guests, there is no show. So I need you all to continue to support, to let me know your show topics, just whatever it is that you can think of that will make the Danielle Forbes Show great. That's what I'm looking for. So with that being said, I want to try and see if I can take another call. Let's see. All right, caller, you are live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Are you there?
Nope.
Hi. Thank you for calling the Danielle Forbes Show. Do you have a question? Hi, how are you? All right. Well, we got a bad connection, but it's okay. But nonetheless, we have some live callers listening in, so I'm very excited about that. I'm loving it. I love it. Continue to call in. We have about 5 more minutes, so if you do have a question, comment, concern, show topic, whatever it is that you would like to address, please call me 646-716-5391. If there are some technical difficulties, please forgive me. I promise you the kinks will all be worked out. It will be okay. But nonetheless, I'm just excited to be back on the air with you all and just doing what I love to do, and that's talk and listen and just inspire, encourage, empower. That's what the Danielle Forbes Show is here for. So I love you all. Let's see if we can take another live call. The call lines are lighting up, so I don't know if we're having some technical difficulties or if people are just listening in to the show live because they might not be able to get an internet connection. So let's see if we can take a live call. Caller, are you there? Hello. All right. So anyway, so we're going to keep it going. So nonetheless, the Daniel Forbes is back. We'll be on. Probably you're thinking we're going to try to do a show every Wednesday. I do ask that you will bear with me. It is subject to change as I travel. My schedule is not very consistent, but I can tell you that the Daniel Forbes show will be consistent. As we said, consistency is key, and I want you all to know that it is here to stay. We're going to a larger scale, and I want you all to take this journey with me. I truly do appreciate all of my fans, all of my supporters, all of the people that encourage me and come up to me and tell me how much they love the show, you know, their show topics, how much they wanted to come back. So I truly, truly thank each and every one of you listening to this show tonight. I'm looking forward to bringing the show to you again next week. Continue to check the Daniel Forbes Show fan page on Facebook for next week and the following week's co-hosts and guests and the topics. Definitely stay tuned there. Also, you can email me, the Daniel Forbes Show at gmail.com. My website is actually under construction, so I will have that posted. Hopefully by next week you'll be able to listen to the Daniel Forbes Show through my webpage. So bear with me, be patient as the Daniel Forbes Show makes the comeback, just trying to work out all the bugs, all the kinks, but one thing I can promise you, it will be great. It will be consistent. I can promise you that. It will be encouraging, uplifting, motivational, inspirational. It will be all good. And I just want to thank each and every one of you. I'm running out of time. I have about 1 minute left. So, again, I want to say thank you. God bless each and every one of you listening and supporting. Continue to keep your eyes on the Lord. Don't look back. Let your past failures go. The past is the past. There is nothing that you can do about it. And don't be a product of your past. The past is history. Tomorrow is a mystery, but you do have a gift today, and that is the present. So live in it, bask in it, enjoy it. Remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Whether it be rain, snow, sleet, or hail, this is the day that the Lord has made. And as long as you have breath in your body, you have another chance to complete your purpose on this earth. So God bless each and every one of you. Have a fabulous and safe weekend. I love each and every one of you, and I will see you next week. Good night.